Welcome back to Target Field, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank Kia of Fargo. I want to thank Stein Seed Company and Trent Conroy for being such great sponsors, as well as RDO Equipment. You know what? The guy that puts it all together, Derek Falvey. He is president of baseball operations here for the Minnesota Twins. Derek, good to have you back on the News and Views Radio Network.
Always good to see you guys on opening day, and excited to be here.
I've been asking this, so I'm going to ask you it too. How much sleep you get last night?
You know, over the years now, I've found a way to manage the night before okay, and I was on the road in Kansas City. So it's exciting to just be back here in this building with our fans coming in, because we know it ended last year with everyone here, with the energy we had in the postseason. I'm just excited to get everyone back in the ballpark.
It really is a great question for Derek, because a guy who at a very young age was putting teams together and trying to mold and work deals and build teams, and you've done it in so many different areas, Cleveland being one of them, by the way. I'm thinking, do you allow yourself to just look at the product you have assembled, or is that mine? I was thinking, well, now if we can maybe bring this guy, what is it?
No, it's this constant dread and fear about what might come next. If I'm being honest with you,
who's going to tear a hamstring?
Right, it's like my view is I try to enjoy it as best I can, certainly for the few hours that we're playing. But after that, it's always, what's the depth? What do we need? How do we make sure we continue to put ourselves in a good position?
I have a really weird question for you. Obviously, you're looking at the sheer talent they bring on the field. I mean, that's a no-brainer. But how hard do you look at whether or not this is somebody you want in your locker room?
Yeah, that's really important to us, and I've learned that more over the years. You know, there have been different mentors of mine, one in Cleveland, and Terry Francona, who kind of taught me some of the dynamics in a clubhouse in a way that really made an impact. And then over the years, I see how guys impact the clubhouse. Now, you're not necessarily looking for everyone to just perfectly get along, right? You need guys down there that are going to push somebody, that maybe behind closed doors are going to take some guy, you know, under his arm and say, hey, we need more out of you. So it's never just about, does everyone fit? Does everyone perfectly get along? It's about, do we have the group that's committed to winning and has the mindset that's going to push each other to get better?
We're so impressed. I was reading, Google Derek Falvey and just look at his wiki and learn about Lynn, Massachusetts,
and how
he was brilliant in economics. But I was looking at this, and you're a humble guy, so I'm glad that Joel and I can bring this out of you. The David Stearns, your former.
Yeah, former. You
know, these guys, Joel, are like a couple of late 20-something, maybe pushing 30, in charge of, like, major operations, like building contracts, teams, putting people together. And I don't know what you were doing at 30. Well, Ashley was 9.
Happy birthday, Ashley.
And David now oversees the Mets, as Derek does the Twins over this. Like, were you just wrapped up in numbers and building teams that, like, since you were 5? How did this develop, Derek?
Well, you know, first and foremost, happy birthday to Ashley. That's the first thing I would say. But I would say that, you know, David is a great example of someone, and certainly someone I've learned a ton from, is you put yourself in position, you love the game, you love what you do, you try and figure out how you help your teammates be better. And David was that way, and I hope I was that way during my time in Cleveland. And what ends up happening is the people around you want you around, and they want you to help and build and continue to work at it. I just love the game of baseball. I love building teams. I love trying to find a way to get a group to be the best it can possibly be. And ultimately, baseball was the avenue of that for me. But it's a really fun opportunity to work for this organization, for this, you know, for these fans, for this environment, because this is the type of place you want to build a great team. You see how much it impacts the fans. You see how much it impacts the community. And I'm just really fortunate to be in the position I'm in.
And he's humble, Joel, because people like Derek Falvey, Stearns, they're sought after like players are, because obviously they want.
I was just going to say, you know, that. How do you handle the roller coaster of what the heck did we hire him for to, boy, I hope he sticks around. You know, that's an interesting ride.
The funny story to that, my first day here, I do my, you know, press conference and interview to start the job, and the great Sid Hart, who anyone who knows anything about professional sports here.
He never had a strong opinion.
No, he said, what makes you such a genius? Or something like that was his first question to me ever. And I said, I don't think I am at all. So ultimately, I've been very lucky. I do pinch myself every day, especially on a day like today, opening day. You walk into a ballpark, it smells different. It feels different. You know, there's a little bit of crispness in the air. That's the deal. Like, spring baseball is great here, and opening day is the best.
Okay, Joel asked an important question because you went to the clubhouse. You know, what guys kind of, you know, it's a numbers game. You know, you got to pay contracts. You know, you're not doling out $700 million contracts, but he'll be in town Monday.
He sure will be.
Shohei Ohtani. So how much is it analytics versus a feel?
Yeah, I think a lot is made of the analytics side, and maybe to a detriment, to a negative, right, from a public standpoint. Analytics is data. It's information. It's using information to help you drive decisions. That's true in every business, in every walk of life, right? You got to figure out how to manage what the information is in front of you, you know, whether it's your investments in your retirement portfolio or it's, you know, ultimately players in sports. So it's part of it. But what I've learned over the years and what I've been very fortunate to be is around teams and around people and understand that numbers are numbers, but it's how people work together. It's how you motivate the group to be the best they can be. It's how you put the resources around them to be the best they can be. And that's, we have to use the numbers, but ultimately there's a ton of feel that goes into this game.
Who's surprised you in a good way? Who has ever surprised you the most?
Oh, gosh, there's been players every year who surprise. But I'll give one on this current team more than anything, a credit to our player development staff and our scouting staff. Take up Brock Stewart. Mm. Brock Stewart's a kid who was a good young prospect coming up with the Dodgers. I remember we talked about him in a couple of trades when I first got
here. He was on your radar, right?
Yeah, he was on our radar back in 2016-17 when we were talking to the Dodgers about a Brian Dozier trade, which it, you know, ultimately happened that deadline. And he was a prospect for them. He got hurt. He didn't have a great run, right? And then all of a sudden he's hurt a few times, and ultimately his prospect shine wears off. But we kept an eye on him. He became a minor league free agent. He had a surgery on his elbow. We bring him to St. Paul, sign him to a two-year minor league deal, and we're excited about the future. Maybe there's some stuff there that we can rebound. Now he's out there closing games, pitching in the eighth inning of playoff games with some of the best stuff on our team. So that surprises you for sure, but it's really a credit to the whole, certainly the player first and foremost, but the whole system and the people and everyone that works together to try to make him the best he can be.
Yeah, another question I would have is, you know, you go back in time, and it doesn't take a nuclear physicist to figure out that some of these players knew how to pull a cork at times. You know, they weren't exactly going into the gym. I mean, when you evaluate these players now, how much evaluation, how many points do they get if you know that every day they're working out?
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. I think you see it across all sports. You know, when I talk to GMs of other sports and they say the same thing, the offseason program has gotten so much better. The focus on nutrition and taking care of your body and all these things, the grind of it. These athletes are the best at what they do in the world, and they just keep getting better. They keep getting faster. They keep getting stronger. So knowing that they're going to commit to that offseason routine in the way that a Carlos Correa does or a Pablo Lopez does, that makes a world of difference when you're thinking about investing in over the long term, because you know that they're going to sustain that type of performance.
President of Baseball Operations, Derek Falvey. Pablo Lopez, speaking of which, is going today for the Minnesota Twins, second start of the year. The guy's maybe an incredible man off the field, as I think Twins fans are going to learn. Right, Derek, but on the hill. And when you look at that, you know, your injuries just hit a little bit. You know, Joel's already, we've been weeping over Royce Lewis and hopefully get him back. And Johan Duran, who throws a gazillion miles. I wonder what if he drove as fast as he throws. I'm not sure the Minnesota, maybe Jesse Grable can tell us what the fine would be.
He would catch him.
How many points off a license is that if you drive 102?
It's a lot.
Is it a lot?
I would not want to know. I hope we don't have to deal with that.
But that's what you're massaging right now, isn't it? You got to weed your way, navigate your way through this first part.
Yeah, you know, every year you deal with injuries and setbacks, and we've had conversations over the years about premium guys on our team that have dealt with that. But you just have to have a next man up mentality. Everyone needs to show up. Everyone needs to find a way. I just mentioned Brock stepping in toward the back end. Griffin Jacks has thrown the ball about as well as we've ever seen him throw the ball. You know, he's closing out games now in Joe Anderson's absence. So it's a part of it. Injuries are part of the game.
Yeah.
But it's how you respond to them that determines, you know, what happens for your season.
Thank you to Kia of Fargo, Stein Seed Company, and Trent Conroy, also RDO Equipment, for sponsoring today's show. Jack Michaels, this is a guy that can build a team. He is one of those individuals that can put together the puzzle.
And I did tease during an earlier hour that we always have a question for Derek Falvey that might be off the beaten path. So we were giving away...
Run.
No, he'll know this. We're giving away 1,100 points per response. But Joel and I this morning, for no apparent reason other than for whatever... we're building our team. Oh, it's because DJ, one of our first friends. We're building our nine-player team who's past or present, who's known by initials. Like their first name is not, you know, Derek or Jack or Joel. They're known by initials. Now, I submitted UL Washington, who played with a toothpick in his mouth. That was going to make one of my top nine. So throughout the course of the day, If you want 1,100 points per accepted answer, who makes your top nine of an athlete, past or present, baseball player known by initials?
Oh, gosh. Man, I'm not ready for that. See, I thought you were going to ask me to add one to your list. Okay. Like, I'll go with here. If you go with obscurity, right, it's like a baseball B.J. Surhoff.
Bang!
There you go.
Oh,
that's a decent baseball
player.
That is
B.J. Surhoff.
It's a good
player. You're not
going
to stump this.
I thought you were going to go A.J.
A.J. A.J. Brzezinski is another one. Yep.
A.J.'s a guy living where I live that you would have liked to take down to New Effington, South Dakota, because when the rumble started, he wasn't running.
Yeah.
I mean, he wanted
that's
to be
fact.
There.
Our first,
that's
we did that a couple hours ago, Derek, and someone first submitted on the text of J.T. Snow. That was an old.
See, what you should do is go every letter, right, all the way through the alphabet,
where,
see if
yes.
you can do it. So there's an A.J., then a B.J.
On
you
our
know,
trip
that,
back, Joel, we can do that.
Derek, don't start this.
This is fun. I love it with you guys.
You got to understand how his mind works.
We should do that. Well, he's a manly little guy.
Let's he's wired different. Instead of 110, he's 220. I'm telling you that. So when you look at this team that you've put together, all these pieces of the puzzle, are you done? Are you looking at moves that you might have to make already?
You know, early in the season, the vast majority of teams kind of settle in with their rosters, right? You see April and May, there's not that much movement. There are some waiver claims. There's some guys that pop up. There's not many trades. You know, certainly not a lot of free agent conversation at this stage. So, you know, this is our group. But we have guys down in St. Paul that we know we're going to have to lean on. We know we're going to have to call up some pitching. We know we're going to need to lean on some position players. Austin Martin already, you know, was a guy that had to come up when Royce got injured. So we're going to have to tap into that, and we feel we have some depth that can do so.
Joel had a great question the other day during my sportscast, Joel. The young man there from Houston, Ronel, throws a no-hitter against Toronto. And it's a great story because, you know, a few years ago, he's working at a car wash in Dominican Republic.
Yeah, you got to give him a ton of credit.
Support his mother. And because of injuries, I think, to Verlander or Keady, possibly, he gets a start. Yeah. Then he goes out and throws a no-hitter. And then you asked Joel, and I said, we're going to have to ask Derek Falvey this, how he would treat this, going, does he have a job then for the rest of the year? Is he part of the rotation?
Yeah, do you put him in the rotation?
When those guys get healthy, is he staying? That's
yeah,
a question.
It's you know, you got to give this kid a ton of credit because, like you said, I mean, he wasn't on the radar for a lot of people. He was, you know, we saw him, obviously saw him in the minors. He's always had a good arm. He's always had pretty good stuff. But the ability to command it and get the pitches that he did the other day, what a tremendous, you know, outing. So my answer to you there is this is the reality of sports is that, you know, he's going to now get an opportunity to pitch. And if he continues to pitch, he doesn't have to throw a no-hitter every time.
He's going to force your hand.
He's
going like to
force
he's
hands,
force
no
your
question,
hand.
And you're going to have to make some difficult decisions.
If he can give you six, seven innings, that, he's
no
got,
doubt.
Got a uniform. Let me ask you this, and I never know whether or not, because we talk so much off mic, if I ask you this on mic, so be patient with me. Broccoli.
This comes from
Cullum, North Dakota.
Yep.
Where's he at? How's he
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, Brooks. He dealt with a back injury.
Thank you, Brokaw, for texting me the wrong name.
Brooks is tracking better. He's in a better place. He had a back injury toward the end of camp. You know what you don't want to do with back injuries is get a guy going too fast back because then you're chasing it all year, right? You're dealing with some symptoms and otherwise. So he's had some treatment. He's on a good track here. Hopefully he'll be tracking toward a rehab assignment at some point along the way, but he's still a few weeks away from getting back into some games.
Pablo, Tanner Bibee, just today only. I mean, Pablo goes out and gets it done.
Tanner Bibee's a good young pitcher, and he pitched well against us last year. So we're going to have our hands full with Cleveland. They're always a good team. They always fight and battle you. But Pablo certainly is our guy. He's the guy that you want to bet on opening day. Everything about him, I know we've talked about this before, but the on-field and how competitive he is and how awesome he was last year against both Toronto and in Houston. I think the game he pitched in Houston was maybe the best playoff pitched game I saw all last playoffs. But just how good he's been. But then, you know, he comes out opening day for us in Kansas City, and he's a little slow to start, and then he just dials it up, and the next thing you know, he goes seven innings.
Guy gives up a home run early and then just settled into his being
exactly.
But I have to say this. I've gotten to know you now through the years, and you're not the kind of person that would ever do this, but you took some heat for the Lopez trade. Is it hard to not say told you so?
Oh, you know, my view of that.
That's a great way to put that, Joel.
You know, my view of that is every day when you make a decision like that, you know, you're constantly thinking about, obviously, Louis Arraez was a critical play for us and someone that grew up with us. But when you trade for a premium pitcher like Pablo, you're betting on it. You're betting on a good outcome, but you're not sure where it's going to go. Now, I'm really happy he's with us now.
Thanks for what
Love
you do.
Love being on with you guys.